The Rove and Sam catch up.
Let's get ready to catch up, all thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. Now, Prezi lets you buy gift cards from major retailers. You can send them instantly or send them whenever you choose. Just buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au and you could win a $250 gift card. LTPM 1601177.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
I ate cake.
Hey, Rose.
I ate cake, Sam.
Do you feel good about yourself or lousy?
I feel good because I took a tiny, tiny sliver or slither.
Slither, mate. What did you say? Sliver?
No, it's not. Slither's what a snake does.
Yeah, that's right.
And
it's
sliver is a tiny piece of
something. What word are you saying? What's the second one? You sound like you're saying the same thing. A slither.
And I'm saying sliver.
No, a little slither, like a little.
No.
Like a little, like because they just slither their tongue out slightly, like. So that means it's just a little slither of cake. Shut up, Jamie.
Sliver. Sliver. S-L-I-V-E-R.
No!
Now.
I hate when you do this to me, Rofe. I have a perfect idea of what words are in my own head. And then you come and ruin it and say I've been saying it wrong my goddamn life.
Noun.
Stop changing it like that. Let me say what I want to say. Sliver.
Try saying what a snake does with a lisp.
A little slithery, slippery snake.
Oh, I forget you were the lisp champion.
Yeah, mate. I did it for a whole year.
Anyway, back to me being correct.
Stop. Now, I don't want to be this person. You know Ruby's going to be this person.
A thin, sharp bit of wood or glass or metal. That's the first one. Mm-hmm. Second definition, a thin fragment or slice that has been shaved from something.
Oh, I hate those
As opposed
people.
To what snakes do on their belly.
Slither.
Robert and Terry Irwin were here. It's Robert's birthday. We said, it was tomorrow. We said, we'll get him a cake. We'll get him a cake for his birthday.
Yeah. Were you expecting that cake?
I was expecting it to be anything but what we got. So I said, we should get a cake. He likes animals, especially dinosaurs. Let's get him a dinosaur cake. Can do, says the team. Dinosaur cake locked in. Right before we go back on air with the presentation, it's like, okay, so we've got the cake, guys. This is all sorted. And I said,
do you know what
they
I
said, do you want to look? I was like, yeah, I will, thinking I know what a dinosaur cake's going to look like. It is the most effeminate dog cake you could ever get. This kid lives with crocodiles. His house has tigers in it. What do you? It's like a small parrot. He's not Paris Hilton. This is a handbag dog. And it's got a bow on its head. It's Toto from The Wizard of Oz.
Like for my birthday, absolutely. That's a spot on cake because I love dogs and it's hilarious when Rocky wears a bandana.
But you had a little Rocky dog cake.
I did, but guys, not for the Irwins.
It's like, just because he likes animals, they go, well, a dog's an animal, right? That works. It's like saying, oh, you know, Sasha loves cars. So if you got him a car that was like, I don't know, what's a really pathetic car?
A mini? That's my car.
That's your car, Sam. But he loves your mini.
He does, actually. He's like,
I still love the idea of him driving it around like a clown car.
Oh, my God. He's hilarious because he's like this big Hulk.
When he drives it, does the horn automatically change to...
He thinks he's so cool in it, too. And he drives it like a little go-kart. It really gives me anxiety.
Oh, he shreds it?
Yeah, and I'm like, and he does it, but he's like, I'm going the speed limit. I'm like, that doesn't mean that you can do the speed limit around corners, please.
It's a 60 zone, even around the corner, it's still 60.
No, don't do it.
But you can't tell him how to drive.
In my car, I goddamn can. I paid some good money for that car.
Who do you think you are, Jamie?
What happened to Sammy yesterday?
Yes, I accidentally scrapped my car. But guys, it's my car, so I can deal with that, and I know it's my responsibility. It's no one else's problem but my own, because I scratched my car, I need to pay for it to get fixed. God forbid if he crashed my goddamn car, I would say, mate, I told you to slow down around the friggin' corners, blah, 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 blah.
That's
Don't
all he
thrash
is.
My car. Seriously.
What if he...
I can't believe you even said that. Shut up, Jamie. Keep your mic off.
Straighten your hair up for crying.
My sister actually texted me last night saying...
Wait for a holiday.
My sister texted me last night saying I had the best... She was at her computer at night listening to our podcast. Mm-hmm. And she said, P.S. last night I had so much fun. I was on my computer doing bits and pieces with my headphones and listening to your podcast. I was seriously laughing so much. I laugh so hard every time you call Jamie a dick. Which is all the time.
Did I mention... I don't know whether I did.
For what?
that we got a tweet. I think we mentioned Samantha before. We got her previous tweet. But I got a tweet from her saying, I love you guys more than people love SodaStreams. Did I mention that already?
No.
Yeah, anyway. Samantha, big shout out to Gross Hell Big on Twitter.
I think we would have remembered that name.
She said, love you guys. I love you guys more than people love SodaStreams.
That's so good.
And
Samantha,
my response was, that's a big call because the people do love it.
They do.
We haven't given away any SodaStreams. Does that mean we've got a backlog? Oh, my God.
What? I know what you're going to say.
On the count of three. One, two, three. SodaStream Blitz!
I was actually thinking that, but I couldn't say it fast enough. On Friday.
Friday!
Yeah,
you get a SodaStream, you get a SodaStream, you get a SodaStream. Hey, one of my friends actually has a SodaStream, and she says, mate, I've got a SodaStream. And I was like, thanks for listening to the show and realizing how much I'll appreciate that.
Is it coincidence?
Well, she's saying, I don't listen to the show. I'm just letting you know I have a SodaStream.
No, she listens to the show. Okay, she's a big fan.
Isn't it a coincidence that, you know, we start giving away SodaStreams and then there's ads on TV doing SodaStreams?
I'm not stupid. I've noticed it too.
Yeah.
And it's not just, oh, I bought a red car. Now I'm seeing red cars everywhere.
Yeah. No, it's not. Because guess what? The people do love it. And we've picked up their, you know, jiggle to piggledy. Mm. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Just a little slither of it.
Little slither of it. A slither of SodaStreams. And then they're, you know, basically we gave it momentum. That's really what I'm saying.
Look, they're just riding the wave. That's pretty much what it is.
Exactly.
So how about this? We got to do a blitz on Friday. It's our last day. If you don't already know, now, Chitty Chatters. Oh, my God. Jimmy, what do we do with the podcast over the break, mate?
What? What was that accent?
Because it just came out naturally.
Sure. There is no podcast over the break.
Hey.
Well, we're not on air.
Why the F are you yelling at me?
This tone, Jamie,
sticks.
You need a break.
You know what?
Guys.
I don't think I need a break because
no
I think I'm like happy-go-lucky and I'm lovely.
I think we as a group need a break. I think we as a relationship need a break.
Oh.
It's not you. It's you.
Jamie, and I might
see
other...
I don't know who it is. Maybe it's them. Maybe it's Hammo.
Jamie, I might be seeing other button pushers. That's all I'm saying. I might see other button pushers.
Really? I saw another button pusher yesterday.
Did you?
Yep.
Who was it?
I don't learn their names.
Yeah, fair. They're irrelevant.
Okay.
Oh, gutting.
Okay.
Jamie, on the show today.
Oh.
Oh, can I say, by the way?
Yeah, sure.
This is how deep the chitty chat goes.
Oh.
Well done, Jamie.
Oh, hey, a compliment.
Well done, Jamie.
I'm listening.
For yesterday, there was a bit of stuff that didn't end up in the chitty chat.
Mm.
Oh, I know. It was about pedos.
Exactly. It was truncated nicely. It was seamless. I doubt anyone will pick the spot where we just went, whoops-a-daisy, even for the chitty chat we got.
Pay me out and then I have your back. I don't get
it. That's because it's your job. And if something slips through the cracks, it's your fault.
It's good to be the talent.
I can say some offensive things and you have to cut it out or else you get fired. Oh, wait, so do I.
Coming up on the show today, Robert and Terry Irwin will be joining us. Tom Ballard is on the show. Luke McGregor for Looking for Love. And we want to find out, where have you been caught having sex? Among other things. Oh, and I
could have shared so many stories, but then I remembered I was on air. And I'm not.
You were very clever.
I was so clever.
Plus, I dare say today, fun crimes will be in.
Fun crimes are in.
All right, here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Bye, guys.
Roden Sam.
If you want your Christmas gift to be a massive hit this year, give a Prezi digital gift card. So Prezi lets you buy e-gift cards from major retailers, sent instantly or scheduled to send later, like on Christmas Day. Better yet, when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win one of 10 $250 gift cards. That's like an awesome early Christmas gift. LTPM 160-1177.
Roden Sam.
And Sam, look, we've all done it at some point or had it done to us.
What's that?
Been caught having sex.
Yeah.
You know what? Look. I dare say you are probably very good at not getting caught.
Mate, I've never been caught. Fun little fact.
Is
never
that
been
a fact?
Caught. I've never been caught. No. Nope. I mean, I like to always have a good time, but I'm you know, at any possible situation. As it's coming out of my mouth, I'm going, pop it back in.
So I would think while you and Sasha were in hiding and there were good times happening.
Good times, Elder. Bam, ready again. Actually, I'm going to get in trouble now.
Okay, here we go.
Let's stop.
That you would have been very good at making sure that nobody found out, right?
Absolutely.
But that's not always the case. Sometimes people get caught out and one of our own has spotted. They've been the one who walked in on someone in a weird, weird situation. Our producer, Sonia. Psycho, Son.
Come hey, on, guys.
Hey, what happened?
I was in the shopping centre. And I was walking to the lift, and you know how in like the big Westfields, like they have the lifts are hidden like in a separate area. Yeah. So I was walking to the lift, and underneath, like there was also an escalator. So there was like this hidden dark place underneath the escalator and where the lift meets. So I went to push a button to the lift, and under the escalator, I turned around and I was just standing there, and there were two people under the escalator doing it, and I was like, oh
God.
Now. What time of the day?
So many questions.
It was in the afternoon, like maybe 3:30.
Were they teenagers? Because you can understand teenagers doing something like that.
Look, they were young, but I'll probably say old enough to know what they were doing. Yeah.
Afternoon delight.
Oh, how fun!
So, what was your reaction and what was their reaction?
Sonia probably tried to get out her phone and film it.
And their reaction was,
like, no!
It wasn't Jake, our caller, was it?
No, I just kind of turned around and had a lol and walked away.
As if you wouldn't have filmed it.
You would have gone, good one!
Pretty much, Rove, you nailed it.
Yeah. Give him one for me!
I don't know if this is going on the radio.
Well, you're right, it is. 131060, we want to know, have you been caught having sex?
Rove and Sam.
Where have you been caught having sex, Sydney?
Oh my God.
I want to know.
Stop.
Where?
Don't stop moving like that, Rove. Guys, he's bumping and grinding. It's making me feel uncomfortable.
I'm going to bite my top lip. Here it comes.
Don't! Stephen in Penrith, quickly. Hi, Stephen.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Oh my God, Rove is really moving around. It's so awkward. What happened?
Do you need a cold bucket of water, Rove?
Yes.
I want whatever you got, Steve.
Oh, Steve, what happened? Where have you been busted?
I was at IKEA a couple of months ago in the bathroom section. And I pull back the shower curtain, and I full see this couple going for it. She was topless, and I just froze and thinking, is like, this a movie or what? it took me a couple of seconds, and I thought, this is real life. So I shut the curtains. I opened it again. They're still going for it. I let them do what they were doing. And
in that IKEA?
That's so bizarre.
Cheapest porno set ever.
How old were they, Stephen, around about?
Probably about 25.
25? You know, they're probably just going to... Look at Stephen. He's having a great time. Well, there you go. John in Bondi.
If you're doing it at IKEA, you still have to do it in the same direction the whole time.
John in Bondi, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, have you been caught doing the deed or have you caught someone else?
Oh, it was caught when I was a bit younger.
Here's my boy. What happened, John?
Oh, I was having sex in a park with an old girlfriend. I had a Samsung Slide phone at the time.
Yep.
In my pocket, the phone slid open, rang my house phone. Nobody answered, and we recorded a 20-minute long message of me doing the deed. I then walked back into my house clueless to what had happened. And mom went, oh, someone's left a message for you on there.
Oh, God.
I pressed play in front of the whole family, and yeah.
My heart.
Look, we're not sure who the number was from, but apparently they wanted to talk to God a lot. Maggie from Hoxton Park, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Great, Maggie. Oh, you sound so sweet and innocent. Please tell me it was you catching someone else.
No, unfortunately. Oh, actually, it was. Wait, Maggie.
What happened? Was there another story that I just reminded you of?
Actually, it reminds me of that time.
Yeah, what's your story?
What's your story, Maggie?
So, at a previous school that I used to work at, I'm a teacher. And, so two teachers were busted in the storeroom getting it on.
Oh,
fun.
I heard that happen at one of my schools as well, that someone walked into the, what do they call it, staff room.
So many teachers would do it, I reckon.
Oh, yeah,
They're always flirting around, you know, being, and they use the children flirting as doing around. A little bit of a flirt. Yeah, I see what's happening on. I'm not stupid.
So, Maggie, what did you do? Or did I guess the thing is, did they see you?
Well, I was told by students that they thought something was going on. So I said, no, I think they're having a conversation. Ushered the students away and then told them, you guys need to stop.
Thank you very much, Maggie.
James, good morning. Wrapping it up for us. When did you bust someone doing the deed? Or was it you?
Yeah, it was me. I got caught. Morning, Rogan Sam.
Good morning, James.
So I was in a camper van, you know, I was in a bit of a road trip. things got a bit hot in a shopping centre car park. So, you know, we pulled the curtain shut and everything was great. anyway, then two guys start rocking the van from the outside.
Classic.
So we got busted that way. And then a couple of days later on Facebook, they videoed it and it sort of went viral.
Oh, my God.
What's a headline? I might Google it now.
James, she's serious.
No, seriously.
We'll find you, James.
We will find you.
Today FM's Roven Sam.
Sam, last night I was transfixed, as many people were, to First Contact on SBS. This incredible show that take a bunch of celebrities and get them to experience really what it is like to live the life of an Indigenous Australian. Very eye-opening. It was only part one. We still have part two and three to come tonight and tomorrow.
And all of them have very different opinions.
Absolutely.
About the Aboriginal community as well.
And it got very heated. One of the people who's been part of it and wrote an incredible article about it yesterday, friend of the show, comedian Tom Ballard. Hello.
Hey.
Good morning. Morning, Reverend Sam. Can I have Justin Bieber tickets?
This was riveting television. I must admit, I didn't see season one of the show. You did, and that was part of your inspiration for wanting to be part of it. Your article yesterday said this has opened your eyes. What was one of the biggest surprises you got heading into this experience?
Well, I guess it was just a surreal sense of travelling within your own country and it feeling like another world, both in good ways and bad ways. You know, you go to the top of Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory to this homeland called Bawaka, where there's a crocodile hanging out in the water watching you as you sleep, and you see this beautiful family flourishing and surviving on land they've been on for tens of thousands of years. That's incredible. And then you also see people in, like, abject poverty in sort of third world conditions in your first world country, the country where I grew up and has had a lovely, privileged nonsense life. So it was kind of just that constant reminder that this is Australia, and it's a part of Australia that we just do not talk about enough.
Yeah, and I think what's also is quite fascinating is because people, you hear a lot of people, they've got quite outrageous and offensive opinions about the Aboriginal community without having any experience with them. So that's why I think it's a brilliant concept. But David Oldfield, he had quite a controversial opinion about this, and he didn't quite see eye to eye.
It's not actually good for Aborigines to remain Aborigines. They should be Australians. And you just naturally let it die out. I mean, frankly, it should have died out, like the Stone Age died out.
Hard to believe he was part of One Nation. Isn't that what a shock? He's
changed so much. He's shown them all.
Now, how was it having that experience where, you know, you've got the likes of Natalie Imbruglia, Ian Dicko Dixon, where you are, despite what your intentions, everyone is open to the experience, and it quite clearly seemed that David was on the opposite side.
Yeah, look, I mean, he had a sort of legacy to defend, I guess. He went into the show with the most out there on the public record. You know, when he was in One Nation, he had, you know, advocated for certain policies relating to Indigenous people. He's very outspoken about these topics, and David is just, I think, quite a stubborn person and isn't one to admit that he's wrong. But also, I think, genuinely, from his eyes, didn't see anything that countered his opinion, which I find very hard to understand, but that's kind of David Oldfield. I'd say to anyone who watched the show and found it difficult, you've got to spend 3 hours with David Oldfield. I had 4 weeks, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Australian of the year, I'm just putting it out there.
Man alive. So, Tom, I know this is not going to be an easy thing to do, but from your experiences, is there just a message you would like to send to anyone who might be listening to what you gained from this experience?
Yeah.
I would say two quick things. First of all, read history. In my experience, our education system doesn't do its job of letting us know exactly what happened in this country and what that means for everyone, all Australians today, including the First Peoples. I think we like to build these myths about how wonderful our country is. There's a lot of truth in that. But we also need to know the full story. And I think that really informs how you view race relations in this country. But secondly, you know, reach out to your local Aboriginal corporation, find an elder, find a community. Don't annoy them. You know, that's cool. No one needs a white person calling you constantly, knocking on your door saying, hey, let's do corroboree. That's not really good for anybody, okay? But make the effort to reach out to Indigenous organisations in your local area and learn whose country you're living on and working on and make that effort. I think it behooves all non-Indigenous people to do that. It really does.
Well, it's a fantastic series. Good on you for signing up for it and thank you for chatting to us today. First Contact, 8:30 SBS tonight. Don't miss it. What a show. Thank you very much, Tom Ballard.
Thanks so much,
Thanks,
Tom.
Guys. Cheers. Thank you.
Rove and Sam.
I'm not joking, Sam.
Yeah.
I have seen about 4 toupees / wigs in the last 2 days. It's like they're following me everywhere.
Right.
And before you say, oh, I get it, because you've been looking at a lot of articles about Donald Trump. No. This is walking around in the real day. I'm going to hit this right off the top. 131060, do you wear a toupee?
No one will call up for it.
Possibly a wig.
No one would, I reckon.
This is what I want to know. Who has one and is willing to tell us about it? Because here's the thing. I was looking at some of them and... Look, who knows? There may have been more that passed me by and I didn't even know. One of them was on an old guy.
Yeah, they're so cute on old
I know,
old
but
people.
The thing is, he's obviously been wearing it for a while and God love him, for whatever reason, he feels he needs to wear one.
He feels self-conscious, Rose.
I know, and probably from an era where you couldn't do the really cool shave your head.
Yeah.
You know, and just and pull that off. So he's obviously had a wig that he's bought back in the day. But his hair has long since changed colour, Sam. Oh. And it does not look the same as it used to.
Yeah.
So it now mismatches and is, to me, quite obvious, as it should be, when the top of your head is like a dusty brown and then you're almost silvery white on the bottom.
Well, maybe, you know...
And then another guy I saw, his was black. It was fine. It sort of matched, but it was... Like, it's not like, I don't know, an old jacket or something that you can just keep wearing all your, like a daggy old jumper.
Yeah.
Like, I think you need to update them because they get a lot of wear and tear.
Maybe they can't afford it,
I'm sure
Rose.
They're... Well, here's the thing. This is what fascinates me. I'm sure they're very expensive, right?
Would be.
What are you meant to do? Like, update, like, well, now all the young people like to sort of have their shaved on the side, very hefty on the top, sort of, you know, bush ranger hipster look.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to buy that style? Like, what if we go back to everyone? Wants bowl cuts, or you know, it's meant to be long. You got to buy a new one to keep up every season. It's very difficult.
It is. They're probably getting their pension check, and they can't afford to buy another toupee.
And look,
I love them.
And do people like people must know people? And I don't. I say this with all sincerity. I'm fascinated. I would like to know. Like, is there a part of you that just goes, I should just get rid of this. Everybody knows. Or do you actually? Does it make you feel confident to step out in the world? Like, we've spoken to Shane Warne about he's had hair transplants, right? Because it helps him feel more confident heading out. And this is no different, I suppose. You put it on your head, you walk out, you feel like you can take on the world. I'm ready to party. Here I am. You know, sure, it mismatches. I look a bit top deck, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
because I feel safe with this on me.
Yeah, Jamie the button pusher, he looks like he's wearing a toupee. Your hair's ridiculous.
He's ridiculous.
But old people. Oh.
And that's real. Right? I'm not saying old people. Like, you know, I don't know if you're an 80-year-old who's got a wig that you'd be listening
but
to this station at 7:15.
You know, young dudes, they're just like the all the
I would love
hits.
It. This is the thing. There's 131060. Man, I would give whatever you want to anyone who calls up.
Dudes are losing their hair as teenagers in their early 20s.
Well, that's the thing. Even young people do it. I know plenty of young people that have had to do it. And
yeah.
I know people
that are hanging on to their hair for dear life.
It could be even for like medical reasons. There was I've lost her name now. It's gone. Don't worry about it. Okay. I was about to make a reference and it's completely gone. I will waste too much time trying to think of this person's name. But anyway, that some people just have to wear them for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I would love to know if you've got one. 131060.
Rove and Sam.
And look, you called it, Sam. No one's ringing to tell us they got a wig.
Why would anyone call to say they're wearing a toupee?
Well, I don't know who they are. They could be. You can remain anonymous.
Yeah. Ready, steady, Freddy. Put it through the voice decoder.
That's an old school reference right there. So, look, we've decided here's if I'm to learn anything,
yeah,
it's not going to be from anyone calling in and telling me everything I need to know.
Unfortunately.
So this is where we need science.
Oh, what?
So what we're going to do is a bit of a social experiment.
Sure.
We've got in the studio Matt Mando Anderson. Hi, Matt.
Good morning.
Matt. He's our boss. Hi, Matt.
He's our boss. And Matt,
he's got no hair.
Hey, Sam.
He doesn't have any hair.
Matt, I'm on your side here, okay? I just want you to know.
What do you mean, whose side? I'm stating a fact to our listeners so they can paint a picture.
Sure, it's very glary right now in my eyes, but I'm on your side, mate.
A lot of shine going on.
I just want you to know. A bowling ball with eyes.
Okay, that's it. Now, Sam, don't be like that.
So,
Matt, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. I love all babies.
Hey.
I'm on your side. I'm on your side. Just don't.
It's too early for this.
Mate, don't. Hey. I don't want you to think we're just here to mock you. That reminds me, I want some eggs for breakfast this morning. I'm on your side. I'm on your side. Oh, sorry. I need to do something about the part in my hair. Just checking my reflection there. Anyway, mate, you know, I'm on your side. So here's the thing. I was wondering, as a man who is follically challenged.
That's a politically correct way of saying it.
Follically challenged.
Oh, yes.
Mate, he is bald.
Yeah, and
he's
like
a giant baby.
Look
like a giant baby.
He's like 25. I mean, 26, you got 25.
I was
26.
Bald at 21.
But look.
Bald at 21.
And again, Matt, I'm on your side. You got great stubble. Turn your head upside down. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. But the point, I'm on your side. I'm trying to say I'm on your side. I'm your mate. Come on.
Yep.
This is what we do.
Turn your head upside down.
This is a rough start to Wednesday.
So here's the deal, mate. It's not
oh my God,
holidays
this
are not far off.
Holidays so are not accurate.
So Matt, in the interest of science,
Matt, but yes. Seriously, you're probably really self-conscious.
I thought I'd gotten over it, but this has just kicked it right back up.
So you could draw a face on there and scare predators. It's just, I'm on your side, mate. I'm on your side.
Oh,
so
man.
Would you be willing? Because what I want to know is. Like, if you were to wear a wig or a toupee, would anyone actually say anything? I don't think anybody says anything to anyone who has one, right?
No, I know some people who are also follically challenged who have worn it before, and no one will say anything.
And the thing is, you must go from a day of being either you've got a receding hairline or you've got you're bald or you've shaved your head to the next day, boom, full head of hair. What are you meant to say?
Exactly.
So let's find out how that happens, because I want you, we're going to go out, we'll buy you a nice high class.
Oh, God.
Wait for it. Hairpiece.
A hairpiece? That's going to be so beautiful, Matt.
Do I get any choice in what I have to wear?
Probably not.
Okay. Mate,
if you've picked
joking?
Up any kind of theme so far, mate, no. But it would be nice. It'll be, I think, something that would be. Look, we'll make it realistic because here's the thing. We want to make it seem like everybody here, because most people haven't turned up to work yet. We want them to think this is actually your choice. And even to the point where you can send around an email saying, guys, this is my choice. This is what I'm going to do. this is the new me. Big wedding coming up. Big changes in my life.
How are you getting weddinged?
are you willing to do it? And just see if you wear a wig for a day.
I can't do a day. I can't do a
yes,
whole day.
You can
do
Matt.
A day, Matt.
Matt.
I'll
you
do
can.
The morning and see what people say.
No, you're doing the whole day, please.
For the sake of science, Matt.
Goodness me.
Sure, I'll wear a wig.
Thank
sure.
you, mate.
Your fiance's
no,
going to be like, I'm
no,
so
wear a
lucky.
Wig. I said wear a wig.
A wig.
That's, oh, mate, a wig. Can
no
you
A wig. Great.
All right, so we'll go out. We'll maybe even now, we'll get some up online. You can pick. Maybe
oh,
we'll
we
get
should
the
get our
can
listeners to pick. We'll get a Twitter poll. Which one to choose?
All in the name of science. Matt, you are a good man.
Oh, yeah. Nah, you are. You
so we'll lock it in and we'll see how people react, okay?
I can't
and we'll
wait to see.
We'll catch up with you tomorrow and we'll get all the updates.
Perfect.
Okay, we'll
Thanks,
give it a
Matt.
Name and everything. Thanks, Matt. We love you. See you at the Kris Kringle handout.
Rove and Sam.
Looking for love.
Our all-time favourite guest. That's
Resident
a big call.
It
That's
is.
A big call.
It is. But we'll use it. our resident love expert, comedian Luke McGregor. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it, sir.
Now, mate, you are...
So I just sit in the studio waiting, so...
You're rocking the beard at the moment. It's really coming along nice.
I get a lot of... It's just an area where I don't put sunscreen. So it saves. It's a money saver.
Oh, how do you go this time of year? Be honest. It's a dangerous time of year for you.
It's bad. If I could, I would just wear a tinted motorcycle helmet everywhere. But like, robbers have ruined it for me.
Damn you, robbers!
Never go to a Bangalore shopping centre again. Now, I'm very pleased that I mean, part of the reason we initially found you as this expert of ours, not only of course star of Rosehaven on the ABC tonight, but Lukewarm Sex, the series that you did, actor nominated, by the way. And you were telling us before we started today, it's airing in Norway. Of all places.
It's in Norway at the moment. And I think from what I could tell Googling it, it's part of some sort of sex block.
Oh.
So,
That's two words that don't go well together.
Like a sex channel type thing?
Sex block.
I guess so.
So
I don't
know. You're sandwiched in a sex block, Norwegian sex block.
With some more in-depth stuff, I guess. I don't know. Oh. I don't know why in Australia we don't have, because it seems like a topic that people would want to discuss a bit more, but I don't think we have many programs about it, really.
No.
That's why you're here.
Yes.
You can use this as a platform as much as you like.
So, Norway, we saw him first.
Yeah.
But 131060, guys, if you need help with anything, Luke is here for advice. What do you mean by anything, Rove? Oh, do I have to hand it to you?
How do I bring another woman into the bedroom?
Find out what your partner's favourite scent is. Get the other person you want to have a threesome with and get trapped in an elevator together, having already pre-bought the perfume that he likes, and then spill it on the person in the elevator, and then just watch the magic happen.
My girlfriend, she's let herself go a little bit downstairs.
Does she need a wax or...?
No, it's just starting to look like a smashed up pumpkin, really.
Oh!
Maybe you should look at your clearly sandpapery textured penis. And get that fixed, pal.
Handled like a true gentleman McGregor.
I forgot about that guy.
Well, 131060, whatever advice you need between the sheets or out on the dating scene, Luke McGregor is here, 131060.
Rove and Sam.
Lisa and Cronulla. Good morning, lovely.
Good morning, guys.
Now, what would you like Luke McGregor to help you out with?
Luke, I really need your help. My boyfriend just is a terrible dresser.
Right.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, that's it? Pretty straight up
pretty
and down?
Pretty much. It's... Yep.
Well, just, yeah. I guess you've got a few options. The riskiest one is to throw out all his clothes while he's at work and then replace it with clothes that you like. Second option is you could have a dress-up party every night.
Yeah.
And the theme is smart casual. Third, you could get some sort of couple's uniform, firefighters wear a uniform, and just wear that every day, forever.
What does he? Hey, what does he actually do, Lisa?
Well, it's one of those things. He tries to be cool and mixes up a few different trends, so it's kind of like the Undie Show, right. But it's kind of like a buttoned up at the top of the neck, and sort of like, yeah, it's just not
bless
good.
His socks. Enough, bless.
Well, good luck with the smart casual firefighter night tonight. That could work in a lot of ways, you know.
Melon.
What are you? You just suddenly got some ideas.
Sounds a bit sexy, guys. Melon Randwick, good morning.
Morning, beautiful people. How are you going?
Great.
Very well. Off to a great start you are. Okay, now what would you like Luke to help you out with?
Look, I'm a bit upset that I'm even making this phone call, but I just need some advice. I really hate what my partner does for a living and to the point where I'm contemplating, is this the end of the relationship?
Is this Tasma?
And that coat team didn't work.
What does your partner do?
Do I need to say? It kind of makes me seem shallow. He's a galbo.
you are shallow, and he's because if he didn't do it, you'd be covered in garbage. We all would be.
Yeah.
So you should do some shifts as well, and until you're used to it, and then it's. But yes, you know, you're right. He could probably he should probably keep finding his soulmate. I don't know. Actually, it is shallow. I'm sorry. I'm on his side. I apologise.
Look, line in the sand, Luke. Hey. You gotta have one.
Unless when you say he does garbage. He goes to like children's hospitals and dumps garbage on the doorstep. In which case, yes, you should. You're in the right. But if he's just a garbage person, then
I think it's an admirable profession. I love garbage day. I love the guys who do it.
You know what I love about Luke's looking for love is, you know, sometimes you just like you call the BS, and that's really great. Wrapping it up.
That's what you need in an honest relationship.
You do. That's what you see a third person and go, what's the problem? They go, you know what? BS. So thank you, Luke. But
maybe her dog was killed by garbage though, and I didn't dig deep enough. And now, oh no.
Sophie in Surry Hills wrapping it up for us. Lovely. Very quickly, what would you like Luke to help you out with?
Morning, guys. Hi, Luke.
Hi.
What can we help you with, Sophie?
Yeah, I really need help. It's quite embarrassing. I'm really embarrassed to fart in front of my partner.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Well, big issue. Here's what I did. I was on the verge of breaking up with my partner, and because neither of us could fart, and it was getting to the point where it was affecting our health, we're getting bloated, so we both... And find a safe place and then just poo and wee yourself in front of each other, and it saved our marriage.
Sophie.
Look, you got to go all in sometimes.
Poo and wee in front of each other.
Boom.
Perfect.
Yeah, once you've that's a perfect example. Once you've seen each other completely and utterly empty everything you have out of your system, fart will never be embarrassing again.
Yeah,
it's, be like, you can do the... well, at least you didn't completely flood and mess the floor.
Exactly.
A couple who poos, wheeze and vomits on themselves stays together. That didn't rhyme, but
it's a classic old saying.
I'm tearing up. We'll get it printed on our Christmas shirts.
I'm really sorry, guys.
Luke McGregor, thank you for a wonderful 2016. Rosehaven tonight on the ABC. And don't forget, Lukewarm Sex, it's back on air. And if not, just find it on iView as well.
Oh, fantastic. Luke, we love you so much.
And good luck for the actors as well.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Coming up. Luke McGregor, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Roven Sam. Fun crime. Fun crime.
Oh,
fun
look.
Fun crimes.
I love it. You know, there's lots of crime that makes us sad and feel a bit down and depressed, and it's just awful. It makes us scared to go outside. So when we have a special occasion where we can have a fun crime segment, we run with it.
Exactly. I want to kick things off with one I love. In the US, a 40-year-old dude has been caught. He was shoplifting. They caught him. He was discovered. They have put in inverted commas, little quotation marks, discovered because just prior to the alleged theft, he was busting a move on one of the checkout ladies and handed her his business card with all his personal information on it.
What an idiot.
Police have said, this guy's a goofball. I can't believe it. Well, I guess I can believe it. These guys are dumb. How's that? Imagine that. Like, you're about to rob the place, and before you do, you go, hey, good looking. What are you doing? What are you doing? Here's my card. All my deets. You want to follow me? You want to Snapchat? You want to swipe right? I'm your guy. By the way, I'm about to rob the place. Do you want anything?
Brilliant. Surprise, surprise, this is happening in the US as well. A woman, she tried to use a slice of pizza as a form of ID to get into a bar. And then when the bouncer refused entry, she just slapped it in his face. That's all you need to know, guys.
Fun crime, fun crime.
Okay, so this guy. We're back in the States, guys, where all the good fun crimes come from.
Oh, States, you're the gift that keeps on giving.
So he's robbed just like a $2 shop, right? So not even, I don't know what he's after.
Mm.
maybe some like green glittery St. Patrick's Day hats well after they've been available anywhere else.
Exactly.
Those red, white and blue stripy giant canvas bags. Everybody has at the airport.
Yeah. A cheap lipstick. You can get plenty of those
in the $2 shop. He's robbed. He's tried to rob it. Came away with nothing.
Oh.
You can't even find anything at a $2 shop.
Yeah.
He's tried to run. He's jumped into a pond. Police have found him. He's like swam in the middle of the pond, tried to duck underwater and hide.
Oh, no.
Police have found him. He tried to submerge underwater. Couldn't hold his breath long enough. Police have grabbed him. And he's tried to palm it off. They said, oh, hey, we're busting you because you robbed that place. And he's like, no, I was just fishing.
Mate, you were fishing underwater.
He's like, you don't have a rod.
No.
You're fully clothed. You're out in the middle of the lake. Submerged. Oh, yeah, I catch them with my mouth.
Oh.
Fun crime. Fun crime.
I do love some fun crime.
Man, if you have a fun crime for us, please let us know at Rove and Sam.
Rove and Sam.
Close friends of the show and wildlife warriors Terry and Robert Irwin join us just in time for us to help celebrate young Robert's big 13th birthday. The great thing about turning 13 is that it means Robert is now officially a teenager. Let me say this, young man, get ready for your voice to break. It is an amazing step into manhood. Well, from what I hear anyway. Personally, I can't wait for my voice to break. Let me know what to expect, Robert. Karen, Robert Irwin, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you going?
You are already, you're like nearly taller than me now.
Oh. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Now, I'm very pleased because Robert has come in, and although it is your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, how exciting.
I got the gift.
So excited.
Because you've been doing a lot of photography at the moment.
I have. Photography is my biggest passion. Yeah.
I don't mean to sound patronising. Your little calendar. But yep. I do want to point out on the back, the sweetest bowl cut.
Yes, exactly. I was so tiny.
You were so adorable.
Was it a big call? Was it a big call to go the man cut that you got now?
Yeah, well, it was quite a while ago, but we've got some really fun filming projects coming up next year. So they wanted a different style. So, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. My ears get really cold, though, when it's cold weather. It's wild. It's really crazy.
You've got, like, the same haircut as Rove now. Yeah. What are you looking at me like?
This is like day two of you making fun of my hair in this building.
What are you going to do for your birthday tomorrow, Rob?
Well, we've got an amazing celebration going on at Australia Zoo tomorrow. All of the kids who come in with their families can come in for free, and we've got a big dinosaur celebration going on. We'll be feeding the crocodiles in the Crocoseum, and also there's a special photography gallery going on featuring some of my favourite photos that I've taken.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, it's just going to be a really fun day. And then the school holidays after that.
Now, was it last year was your first croc feed? Was that last year?
That was when I turned 10. So
turned 10.
A few years ago. But I will be feeding the crocodiles again.
Terry, How do you feel? I know Robert's been in there with Dad when he was just...
Tiny.
I was a little loaf of bread.
But do you still... Don't use food euphemisms at all. Do you get nervous? You got to get nervous as a mum, right?
I think it's whatever you're used to. And I think wildlife is kind of like anything else. It's like learning to drive. If you know the rules, you're always safe. So we do our crocodile research work every year on the Steve Irwin Wildlife Reserve. And Robert was 8 months old when he went on his first croc research trip. And it was nice because he wasn't quite crawling, so you could just park him and he wouldn't crawl off into the river, which was handy. But I think if you grow up learning about wildlife, it's infinitely less scary. Right. So you know the rules, you know how to stay safe, and we stick with that. But it was more fun with Steve because he knew the rules and broke the rules and everything bit him. So it was much more exciting.
Very entertaining.
Now, I know, Robert, one of your great passions is dinosaurs.
Yes, absolutely.
As much as, by the way, I'm a world record holder for identifying animal sounds in a minute. Thank you. But I don't know my dinosaurs very well. So, Terry, I'm probably looking to you for advice because Ruby has started to get into dinosaurs.
Yes.
So, Robert, we have Paraceratherium. Is that a dinosaur? Yep.
Well, From what I understand, I think it's a mammalian species. Right. From what I understand, because dinosaurs obviously are reptiles.
Reptiles, right.
But yeah, do you have a favourite dinosaur at all? Something that you're really passionate about?
Look, I like myself. I'm old school T-Rex, but I like I like Allosaurus
because aren't they great?
Got better grabbing hands. You see?
Yes, they've got massive arms, don't they?
Yeah, it's like a T-Rex, but they can actually open jars.
Right.
Anyway, I had this conversation with Ruby last night. This is where we are at identifying dinosaurs, and I think I need help. Have a listen.
Okay.
What do you want to see?
Paraceratherium.
Paraceratherium. And what else did you like in that one?
Baby dinosaur.
Oh, so cute. What's your favourite dinosaur? Iguanodon?
Yeah. No, like the Spinosaurus.
Oh, you like Spinosaurus. Okay.
Spinosaurus is a dinosaur, right?
It is. Spinosaurus is the largest carnivore in the dinosaur family. So that's amazing. She knows everything.
She's
incredible.
A genius.
Terry, I'm in trouble. I'm gonna end up with one of these. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I think encourage that behavior and just step back and say wow a lot. Because whether Robert's talking about dinosaurs or cameras, we were at a camera store the other day and he's talking to someone about different lenses and stuff, and the woman who worked there turned to me and mouthed blah blah blah. So yeah, that's me. You can be the blah 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 parent and just let them roll.
Well, look, having you two here, I think it is only appropriate that we do a very celebrity edition of our Asshole Animals segment. This is, of course, 131060. Call now if you want. If you've been bitten by a beaver or headbutted by a wombat, whatever it might be.
Chased around by geese. That's a popular one with our listeners. One.
I dare say you two have plenty of stories involving asshole animals. Terry, Robert?
Yes, we have got so many stories. It's hard to pick just one.
I know.
But I don't know. Which one should we...
Scrubby.
Oh, the scrub python. Okay. We were on the Steve Owen Wildlife Reserve, which is a huge conservation property that we have in northern Queensland. And up there, there's the biggest snake in Australia called the scrub python. It's the third largest snake in the world.
Oh, God.
And we were doing some filming with it. It's a wild scrub python. And I've got it around my neck and we're doing some filming and photo shoots. And then all of a sudden, it decided to get really angry and just latched on to my ankle. And it bit in really, really hard. It was amazing. It was so cool to watch. And it was so funny because my whole sock just turned red with blood and everyone was just freaking out. The thing is it's not the snake's fault and it really wasn't that bad because it bleeds a lot, but it doesn't really. It's not a bad injury at all, but it was quite hilarious.
But still, Robert.
Asshole.
That's it.
Oh, you're so
your
brave.
Dad would be so proud of you retelling that story. All right, here we go. We'll go 13, 10, 60, guys. What are your asshole animal stories?
Rove and Sam. Go away. Meow. Get off me. Don't eat that. Oi. Asshole animals.
Yep.
Terry, you just told us a great story, by the way. You're on a camel.
Yes, the camel incident. We were rounding up camels for the Vietnamese milk trade, so they shipped off to be milked in Vietnam. And you got to catch them first. So we caught one that wasn't quite right for the program. She wasn't old enough. So Steve said, do you want to ride her? And I was like, sweet. So I hopped on the back of her hump. And all of a sudden, I hear Steve way in the background going, jump! And I look back, and she's just leaving with me.
Oh no!
So I thought, oh man, I jumped off the back. And as I jumped, she kicked, caught me fair between the legs, just dropped me. I'm laying on the ground in agony with bruising you can show no one. And you just don't think about the dismount when you're riding a wild camel.
No.
No.
A-hole.
So there you go.
All the more reason you should be very happy you were here, young Robert. Yeah. All right, well, let's get to some stories. Dallas in Wilton Park, good morning.
Hey, Dallas.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, Dallas, you sound still pretty bruised from the incident. What happened?
What happened, Dallas?
Well, I was like 6 or 7. Me and my sister were playing around with a little Maltese terrier. I was messing around with the puppy, putting my face near it constantly. Yeah. And then my sister said, do it to that one. So I've gone to put my face near it. And as soon as I've done it, it's just bit me straight on the lip. Big chunk out of my face. Bleeding all down my favourite shirt.
Not the favourite shirt.
I mean, half your lip's gone, but that shirt, am I right? The dry cleaning bill.
You can always replace a lip. Vicky from Oatley, hello.
I don't think you have to worry about Crocs.
Yeah,
dogs.
Hello, good morning, Vicky. Guys.
How are you? Very good, very good. What's your story?
Oh, look, this only happened a couple of weeks ago. I was getting off the train. I had to work somewhere else around the city, and I was getting off the train at Central. I was starving. I had no time for breakfast. Mm. So I just popped into the bakery for a cheese and bacon roll.
Yum.
As I was coming out, I felt like what I thought was someone stabbing me in the head. I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die. What is this?
Oh, and Vicky.
A seagull landed on my head. His claws literally just sunk into my scalp. And before I knew it, he took off with my cheese and bacon roll.
A-hole.
The seagull fascinator.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all the trend.
Cheese and bacon roll, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, sharing is caring.
Anything. Have you ever had, you would have had, like, have you had a raptor? Like some kind of bird of prey on your head at some point?
I will tell you what we do to Robert. Yeah. We take him to this one place in Oregon, have him lay down, cover him with bread, and then film the seagulls descending upon him.
It's what, there'll be like 100 seagulls, and they all just swarm over you.
Yeah, yeah. It's good fun.
What are you doing?
We did it with squirrels that one time, and someone said, they have rabies. And I go, he has his shots. It's cool.
It's fine.
He's in Irwin. He's been
the coolest family. Seriously.
Well, look, we do want to say thank you both very much for being here, especially Robert. It's the day before your birthday. We do have a little something for you. You've got a little cake here.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Now, knowing that it was going to be you guys, obviously the brief is gone. Hey, let's get a little cake of an animal. They've got like what looks like
the most. That's amazing.
It's the most effeminate dog.
Wow.
Don't be polite. It should be a dinosaur.
It's or a, it's or awesome. A crocodile. I love it. It's great.
We have
it's a cute. It's a cute little
a
fluffy dog. So,
we do. We understand it's very cute dogs. How do you eat it, though? It's too cute.
I know.
Wow.
It's like eating a real dog, guys.
Yeah, we don't do that either.
No.
That would be bad. Yes. Thanks for that important message.
On that note, happy birthday. Thank you.
Well, thank you both for coming in. Celebrate the summer school holidays at Australia Zoo over December and January. There'll be a big celebration tomorrow for Robert's birthday.
Yes.
It's a great day out for everyone. If you travel to Queensland, I cannot recommend it enough.
My niece and my sister and I were going to head to Australia Zoo over the break.
Yay.
So
we'll
come and say hi, hang out with the animals.
Thank you so much.
We've got a new baby giraffe and baby lemurs.
It's so much fun.
They are so cute. We're all there. Terry, Robert, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Wake up,
kids. Rove and Sam.
That was Radio Gravy.
Like Rove and Sam on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @Rove and Sam.